Environmentalists and elected officials in the largest city in western Massachusetts are monitoring the progress to repair hundreds of small natural gas leaks. In what was considered a breakthrough agreement in 2017, Columbia Gas committed to an accelerated leak repair program and infrastructure upgrades in Springfield. Eversource has now taken over operations for Columbia Gas. Officials from the utility company recently briefed the Springfield City Council Committee on Sustainability and Environment on gas leak repairs. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with City Councilor Jesse Letterman, who chairs the committee.
So with Eversource taking over, what we wanted to make sure was that we continued the relationship of communication and accountability that we had previously built with Columbia Gas around our infrastructure here in Springfield. There was a time where the city of Springfield had some of the most gas leaks of a city of its size in the Commonwealth, over 500, in fact, in the city of Springfield. And we had worked in 2017 and 2018 with Columbia Gas to put them on an accelerated repair track for those gas leaks and to also upgrade a number of feet of outdated infrastructure, old cast iron pipe and unprotected steel that was resulting really in a very leaky situation for the city of Springfield. And, you know, our work in that respect really had put our area ahead of the curve in the Commonwealth, especially with regard to the repair of what's known as grade 3 leaks, and especially what's now been deemed super emitters, the leaks that are responsible for the most amount of lost gas, which is a small percentage. And so with the operations being turned over to Eversource, we wanted to make sure that those types of repairs and that agreement was going to continue, because we want Springfield to continue to be a leader in that respect. And so we're going to be continuing to hold these types of hearings just to make sure that the public is aware of what is going on and that we're keeping track as the infrastructure is updated in the city of Springfield.
Aren't the utility companies required under state law to fix these leaks? And I mean, aren't they dangerous? Shouldn't they be fixed immediately?
That's a great question. So prior to 2017, there were laws on the books that required leaks to be repaired. They were graded 1 through 3. Grade 1 leaks were those that were considered hazardous. Those were repaired right away. Grade 2 leaks within 1 year, and grade 3 leaks, however, under the previous state law, were not required to be repaired at all, regardless of how large they were. And so because of the efforts of activists across the Commonwealth and legislation that was supported by the Springfield City Council, that law was changed in 2018, and that actually required grade 3 leaks to be assessed on a much more aggressive basis, and also for the super emitters to be repaired. They previously were not required, but Springfield, because of the work of, again, community members, elected officials, we were able to be one of the first communities in the Commonwealth, even before that law passed, to begin identifying super emitters and repairing them.
So what's a super emitter, and why is it necessary to have that type of leak repaired if it doesn't pose an immediate danger of fire or explosion?
So the previous operating standard for the industry was exactly what you just said, right? If it wasn't going to explode, then it wasn't a problem. And we really took issue with that in the city of Springfield. Number one, because we believe that, you know, if you have a gas leak that is emitting large amounts of gas, that's concerning to us from a public health standard, from an environmental standard. You know, the natural gas that we are currently utilizing is a greenhouse gas, significantly more potent even than CO2. And so to have large amounts of gas gushing out into our atmosphere, again, is of extreme concern for our environment, for our public health. And that was why we pushed for those changes to be made. And so I really think that, you know, what we saw in our hearing with Eversource is that they are remaining in compliance with that law. We were able to receive a report that since taking over from Columbia Gas, they have been able to significantly, just in the last month, address a number of backlogs that had existed, especially with grade 2 leaks and some grade 3 leaks as well. Because, of course, one of the issues we faced in the last year is that because of the events in the eastern part of the state, Columbia Gas was under a moratorium from the DPU about what types of work they could do. And so we did start to see, even though we had cut down on the number of leaks before, we did start to see that leak number start to creep up again. We wanted to make sure Eversource was staying on top of that, reducing that backlog as fast as possible. And we were very pleased with the numbers that were reported.
So how many of these grade three leaks remain in the city of Springfield, and when? What's the timetable for getting them fixed?
So as far as the leaks in the city of Springfield are currently standing, the grade two leaks since Eversource has taken over have dropped from just over 100 down to 19 in the last month, which we're very glad about. And then for grade three leaks in that same month period, they had repaired 13, leaving 218 outstanding grade three leaks. However, the key here is that there were no super emitters identified, and they're continuing to track for super emitters and will repair any super emitters. Now, the grade three leak number will continue to drop because the other piece that Eversource was updating us on is they're essentially upgrading of the infrastructure across the city. A lot of these grade three leaks are very, very small, but they come from the fact that the infrastructure is very old, old cast iron pipe, of course, one of the oldest systems in the Commonwealth. And so as that cast iron pipe is repaired, those grade three leaks will continue to drop and continue to be eliminated. Another reason for the concern around grade three leaks, especially super emitters, is that the cost of lost gas is passed on to the consumer. And so we believe it's very important for the system to be tight and secure, again, from an environmental and public health standard, but also from, essentially a financial one.